Hi, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Robin, and thank you guys again for joining me. So, bitch, this is a very super special episode because I have no idea why I'm gonna just pop my tongue away. Like, oh, please forgive me. But anyways, see, you know, I'm always let me just try, you know, the different things. I'm always like, what do I enjoy doing? I'm just a bitch, smoke weed and listen to music. Somebody says that I would like hop on my motherfucking podcast and be like, what kind of music should I listen to? And guess what it is? It is a 10th year anniversary of the most iconic, the ultimate queen of female hip hop. And if you don't know Nicki Minaj, and if you don't listen to Nicki Minaj, point blank period, we cannot be friends. Just saying, full disclosure. Anyways, Pink Friday, 10-year anniversary. I think it's tomorrow, which is also a Friday. That's so dope. But anyways, so I decided that, you know what, I could just listen to the album again and just really vibe. Now, I mean, I listened to it last night, but I mean, she's a queen. I have no issues listening to it again. I was actually listening to it before I got on this podcast, but, you know. Wrong one. Ooh, stop playing. Anyways, Sarah, I'm just going to be playing some of my song. Playing some of the tracks. Might be just play some, probably just, you know, rap to some, because, like, how can you be a Barb and not be able to rap to a Nicki Minaj song? You understand that? That make no sense. Girl, step the cookies up before the crumble. Yes. Let me get my motherfucking weed on, bitch. I don't know if y'all are hearing this. Oh. You know what? Push pause. Like, I love the fact that, you know, when Nicki Minaj comes in on a verse and she's be like, hey, yo. It's like, when you hear that, you know, it's like some motherfucking hard lyrics are about to just jump out and just come on, you know, just set the tone right there. So from the AO, you know, so you're ready to jump in the floor or rap bar. Ugh, just not that. Now it's which world tour should I go on a day? I might cop a million chippy chews just for fun, cause bitches couldn't take what was in me. Australian sin, they might run up in Disney out in LA with Lindsay. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach and they don't see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading them blind. Let me just say this, because I feel like what I enjoyed about this album, like collectively, I feel like there was a lot of manifestations and affirmations that was going on throughout this album, because a lot of the things that she set out to do that was so apparent within her lyrics, she actually was able to do. You know, she rapped about, you know, hanging with all of these stars out in Australia, Sydney, London, all of these places. I know over the course of her career, she's actually been able to do that. She's been working with Madonna, she worked with Rihanna, she worked with Beyonce, like all of the top faves. So like everything what she set out to do in the goddamn album here, she actually do it. Because the top is lovely, what the fuck they gonna say? I'm the best. Okay. Ooh. the most iconic of them all. You ready? I'm ready. Okay. I'm Aladdin, so far ahead, these bums are sagging. See me in a new thing, bums is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. No. Now, I just have to just pause right here, because this is where Roman jumped the fuck out. Like, right, yes, so the entire Sanger are they here, just Roman, which is the alter ego for Nicki Minaj, in case y'all didn't know, you know, just dropping that tea for you. And yes, this song was given. You understand, it was giving me life, it was giving me, like, this was giving me theatrics. Ooh, bitch, those THs, they're trying to conquer me, trying to not make me be great. But yeah, theatrics. Yeah, that's the correct enunciation. Theatrics. She was giving me that. You understand? So this entire song was given. And you know, I always went to myself, like, did Nicki Minaj really do not with the diploma what she did get with LaGuardia School of Performing Arts? But yes, she did. Like, everything come out in the way how she deliver our tracks. How it was basically a performance. It wasn't just rapping. You understand? Because when you're rapping, I feel like you have to be able to have a particular persona. Like, that's just emanating throughout your lyrics and the way how you're delivering your bars. And I just feel like her talent to just really be able to have the theatrics on level 10 is admirable to me. I'ma just always love that. You understand? Because when me got into this, and especially little bitch, when me high, right? Has been hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nikki, asthma. I got the pumps, it ain't got medicine. I got bars, sentencing. And I'll cut that hoe. I play the back, bitch, I'm in the front. Nicki Minaj is who we ain't fucking with, right? I mean, this is the song that ended Little Kim. Facts are facts. Like, you understand? This is the song. Like, I mean, just love the fact that she literally used an entire album. An entire album was literally this track for Little Kim. And it's not like she was worth it. She really wasn't. But, you know, she just happy to just come out and just say, I'm here. Like, I mean, took over. No, sorry. Sorry. I did it on him. Right? And I just love when Nicki Minaj disrespectful. Like, right? Put the number twos in the air if it did it on them. So get into the lyrics, y'all. This bitch said, right? And I'ma go and get some bibs for him. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on him. The disrespect. Like, I can't. I just can't with the disrespect. Nicki Minaj literally just come out and say, if I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on him. Like, girl. Just let them bums blow steam, radiator. Right? Let's let the bums blow steam, radiator. I'ma definitely know that this was another diss track for Lil Kim. Well deserved. She deserved it. And this continued the same theme that I was talking about terms of the theatrics and how, you know, that comes out in the way how she delivers her bars, because you can tell that she really has fun with the wordplay that she puts into it. And I feel like her pen game for this as a debut album was like crazy, like top tier. You understand? Top tier. So this is another like personal faves of mine. Like before I like completely listened to the album from top to bottom, of course I only knew like the singles and the main ones, and this was one of my ultimate fave. Remember when we used to hear the play on the radio? And I mean, the explicit version have shit, but we always knew it as ish, so you'd always hear it be like, "You let me win, you let me ride, you let me rock, you let me slide. And when they're looking, you let me hide. Defend my honor, protect my pride. The good advice I always hated, but looking back, you made me greater. Oh, forget the haters, just get my money, just get my waiter. Know when I'm lying, know when I'm crying. What am I trying? Know you ain't buying. Back with the fines. You made me whore from yelling at you and getting at you, picking up dishes, throwing them at you. Why are you speaking when no one asks you?" How do you do that ish?
That's what I always say. How do you do that ish? Never use a session. Because at the time, the only version we used to know was like the clean version. So we always used to say like, "How do you do that ish?" I mean, explicit versions reign supreme. First, push pause. I mean, this, I feel like this collab is so slept on, because imagine this was like 2010, you understand? Like Rihanna was like on top of the motherfucking game at that time. Like Lordy just come out to the rocker red here, all that. Nicki Minaj come out on top of the game. And so we have these two like collab, first of all the video, they just take too long to come out. Like it come out for me like 3 months too late, because I've been listening to this album, like this particular song, tap 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 to bottom, like literally play out. So by the time the video come out, I was like, of course me still love it, but me just wanted to become look a bit earlier. Get back into it. And I was just saying that it is so slept on, because it's like, to me, one of like the biggest songs on the actual album. I wouldn't say one of the biggest, but to have like two big stars, for Nicki Minaj to have Rihanna on her debut album like this, on like a major track, I mean, who else was doing it at that time? No one else. And as I listened to this, I remember the video that Tyra did on her TikTok. Like Monday morning inspiration. I just love that when she was talking about, you know, sometimes people just can't stand you. They just can't understand your greatness. And when they see you being the type of person that you are, being the great person that you are, them always try to just dim your light, you know, always try to take it down. And I feel like that always exemplifies or kind of bring to light some type of insecurity that they have in their own life. And because they don't know how to, you know, channel that insecurity into something positive, they try to take it away from you. And I just want to, like, you know, just put it out there, and, you know, just to tell everyone, like, don't let anybody try to dim your light, because you have your light for everybody else to see. You understand? You know that song, "Don't hide your light under a bushel"? No. No. Right?
I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. That we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got a motherfucking time to spare. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden and place upon me. But when it got hard, your knees become yin. Yankee Stadium with Jay-Z and Kanye.
That's all I have to say. Just be great. You're gonna have people always gonna try to take it on because they themselves don't know how to be great. So because they don't know how to be, they just, you know, be jealous of you and try to stop you from being great. But they just, you have to know if you just, you know, navigate your way through it and just love yourself and just understand that you have a purpose. Whether people see it or not, it's definitely there.
Amir alone, like, get Pop Off Girls vibes from the opening of the song here.
I drove for miles just to find you in my mind.
I remember when I first heard this song, my dad's Skull School.
Yes. Yeah, girl. I used to do that. I used to skull classes a lot. A lot. And I remember morning my day at Dumpop Beach, you know, and I was feeling depressed. Because, you know, I was going through a lot of personal shit during school at the time. And I just didn't want to go. And I downloaded this song and I was listening. I think I listened to the song maybe like 50 times a day there. Like, right this or like. It was on constant repeat. I still didn't go to school the day there. But at least we did actually feel better, you know, to take the journey to go back on my yard. I really love this song. It's so introspective and it's so sad, and it's like you can almost feel the longing. You know, she understands that, like, she fuck up, but I still want to be. Understand that. Well, at least that is what I get from this actual song. So I'm just giving you a theory. It's my homie. Listen to the lyrics and picture a story. Maybe that song I try to say, you know, at least that's what I'm getting. But I love that Pop Off Girl. See, hear that? Yeah, definitely not.
Ooh. Here we go. I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to divide. I believe that life is a prize. But to live doesn't mean you're alive. The one without me and who I fire.
So, somebody on my Twitter said that the little intro when Martha that I talked to Nikki, like, that was so camp. And I agree, that was definitely camp. Because you see, this is the theatrics on me at top, like, this bitch literally have herself as Mother Martha. That was so funny, that British accent. I love it.
In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay the life with the sling. This very moment, I bring, put it in everything.
I felt like this album really showed the girls, you know, how to create your own lane. You understand? Because she did say that she revived the rap game in a way that no other female rap girl has been able to do in literally decades. You understand? Because she revolutionized not just she revolutionized female rap game into a more or back into the mainstream eyes. And she packaged it and she branded it in a way that was suitable to the general public, if you understand what I mean. Because female rap game, especially in the 90s and early 2000s, were always raunchy and, you know, heavily sexualized. So I feel like, you know, mass media wouldn't necessarily like take them serious. And then, I mean, were guys really taking female rap girls seriously? I mean, probably maybe them creeps they would probably jerk off to maybe one Little Kim or one Foxy Brown lyric. But were they really taking them seriously though? I mean, were the girls really in? Because me personally, I wasn't feeling Little Kim or Foxy Brown prior to Nicki Minaj. I mean, you had Little Mama. I mean, she was in my age audience demographic, so yeah. But Nicki was able to, first of all, her marketing tactics were just so smart for this particular album, because she had the Barbie persona. Like, okay, I'm Miss Barbie, bitch. And Barbie's definitely universal. Barbie can go to all different ages. So I felt like that's how that marketing branding was able to push her really into more mainstream audience, because she had the Barbie brand down, like hands down to a T. And remember me in a high school, like everybody, like literally everybody have the Barbie, this big old dirty Barbie chain on their neck. That was crazy. But yeah, and even though the lyrics were just so still raunchy, I feel like the way how she was able to deliver it in a playful, flirty, theatrical way, it was easier for people to digest. And I think that was a smart move for her, because where she is now is definitely way different than the way that she started out. Yes. Young Money knew. Them Young Money did definitely know what say. Them, they have a star in a new fucking camp. Check it out. One of my other personal faves. Like, does this album have a skip? I know this album have a skip. No, definitely not. One of my other faves. Oh, I'm just sad. This is another album, another song from the album that I feel like is severely slept on, blazing. I mean, who the hell has Kanye West on a first album? You know what I mean? And she's still out rapping. No shade. She out rapped him 3 times, if I'm counting correctly.
Talk to be a little me, how the power to be the best to be a little lean, and never believe because of feeling me. You was heckling me, now it's my enemy, running regularly, yo. I get track on recreation, so we exceed your expectations. Busy getting it, and then I'm done, and the skin of the contract was signed, but I am the dumb dumb.
I mean, are you really a barb if you can't sing the lyric day? Like, no breath, perfect enunciation. Well, I don't have perfect enunciation. I mean, I try, but I mean, you get what I'm saying, right? The flow, the enunciation. That was crazy. Like, who's doing that? Nobody. Mm. Moving on to the next track. What can I say about Here I Am? It's one of those deep cuts that I feel like are also slept on as well, because a lot of people always go for the more mainstream songs like Super Bass, Check It Out, Let Me, Your Love, you know, definitely, and then Fly. We have some really deep cuts that show a more versatile side of Nicki Minaj, not only in terms of her pen game, but also on the type of topics that she's able to tackle within her actual songs, because as Save Me was definitely one of the, you know, authentic deep cuts that I really enjoyed based on the releasability of it. Girls Fall Like Dominoes, Catch Me, Wave Your Hands, Super Bass, all of them something there, all of them something I really, really love. And this album is so timeless to me. Like, I literally can still go back to this any time of the day and listen and still enjoy, like, song for song, track for track. There's no skip. Like, we can listen to this album from start to finish. And as a debut album, that was enough to show general public that this bitch is here to stay and has the drive, the longevity to thrive in the music industry that was definitely heavily dominated by male rappers at the time. And I will always be a fan. Like, I will always be a fan of Nicki Minaj because she is the queen, and she will definitely be the queen, of course. So, guys, with that being said, just letting you know that this is the end of my podcast. Well, this is actually the first time I'm going to do an album review on my own. Like, just let me know how I did. You know, I'll accept your comments. You can always leave them on Twitter. Or my Snapchat, whichever one you want to. I'll definitely reach out to you. Definitely like my podcast and share it if you can. And tune in for when I do another one. Alrighty, guys. Bye.